The Woodland Cree First Nation is building an AI data center on its traditional territory in Alberta. The project will convert a partially completed power plant into a 650-megawatt natural gas-powered data center. Isaac Labocon Avram is the chief of the Woodland Cree First Nation. He wants to find other means to build a self-sufficient economy.
You have to be diverse, right? Like, we just don't want to rely on oil and gas and forestry. We want to see what we could be a part of wherever a solid opportunity is.
There's a push by world leaders for businesses to invest in AI. Canada recently appointed its first minister of artificial intelligence. And President Donald Trump says he wants to expedite building permits for AI data centers and for the U.S. to be a global leader in AI. John Horstman is the chief financial officer for Sovereign Digital Infrastructure.
Data centers and AI is, I think, a huge opportunity for productivity growth right across humanity, really, to access information, to enable people to kind of move faster, be smarter. What's really the limiting condition on the growth of AI is access to power.
Horstman is partnering with Woodland Cree to develop this data center. He says there's opportunities for First Nations and Indigenous communities with natural resources. Since data centers require a lot of fuel and water to power themselves, a single large data center can consume between 1 million and 5 million gallons of water a day. Chief Labocon Avram says they're going to be mindful of the environmental footprint this data center will have.
Us as a First Nation having majority control of it, we will definitely want to see the best in world-class environmental protections.
Labocon Avram did not want to speculate on any financial projections of the center, but said that this will be built over several years and expects to bring in hundreds of jobs.
I'm hoping it is a game changer. I want to pave our roads. I want to help out our elders in ways that we're not able to help them now. I want to invest in education, better housing, etc. So the hope of that is getting some of these economic development opportunities a chance.
For National Native News, I'm Sol Traverso.